Mackie, is your scout going to move this turn?
This one?
Thank you.
I'd have been like, what's it worth to you?
How much are you going
to
pay me?
Dan, that's because you're just a mercenary at heart.
Oh, great. Now you're inflating his ego.
Moments from the Polycast Cooperative Civilization multiplayer experience. This is Turncast.
Hey, Uber.
Wait, what? No! Oh, hi, Dan.
Oh, no. John found him.
Yes, yes, you did.
Wow, you were way the fuck over there.
And you're, but no, you're with the way fuck over there.
No, you.
No, I'm
no, you.
No, you.
No, you.
Your mom.
Your mom.
Come on, nice lady. Complete the sequence.
All right, if I'm way the fuck over here, then you're way, way the fuck over there.
No, you're way the fuck over here. I'm way the fuck over there.
Negative.
This does not help me find Dan.
Holy crap, that was loud.
That was.
Drove east. Hey, sweetie.
Oh, Polynesia built a terracotta army. Oh, Graham, what are you going to do?
Hey, does he only has more Maori warriors?
And I was going to say, what, it's got two scouts now? Scary.
Boopy.
Hey.
Please don't.
Please don't.
That was good.
Hey, Blower.
Please.
Do you know about the mountain on the river, and there's some cotton on the river and some wheat on the river, essentially southeast of Stockholm? Do you know about that?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Would you be okay if I settle... Do you know where my capital is? Actually, I don't think you do.
I see a very little bit of border, and I was very disappointed because I was actually about to drop a city to claim the cotton and sheep, but then I realized, oh, shit, I am next to a human. Like, yeah, they put us like, right next to each other. That sucks.
Yeah. Are you all right if I settle this... It's a floodplains desert river tile that's from Stockholm. Go 1, 2, 3 hexes to the south, and then 1, 2, 3 hexes over to the east, and that's the hex I'm talking about.
You mean 4 to the east?
See
what you're doing. You're doing it kind of southeast. Yeah.
Is that okay?
That's roughly where I was going to do mine, but yeah, that would be kind of an asshole thing if I dropped it there. If you got it, then you got it.
Okay, because I'm also the Inca, so I'm thinking, ooh, terrace farms.
Yeah.
Rack.
All these hills and the mountains. I'm like, oh, the mountains.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that I can find... I'm going to drop a city that I know is going to kind of suck because I want to have access to 2 incense tiles and silver, but it's probably not going to be very good because it's going to be surrounded by desert.
Ooh, an unescorted set... Oh, shit, no, it's cut settlers. Oh.
Fuzzy's been quiet again.
Yeah, he has. He's been plotting
definitely
our downfall.
Been quiet.
Yeah.
Not that quiet, I suppose.
Those things in your neck of the map.
Quiet. I don't know. I don't know where anybody is.
What
I have an island.
What AIs have you met?
None.
Oh, that doesn't help me.
Yeah, no. Yeah, sorry, I'll fuck off now.
You do that.
Thank you.
Poser.
What are you doing with your settler over here on my land?
He's Ooh. Traveling across your land to get over to Korea's land, where he's going to settle at Cerro de Pazzi on the mountain. And I've got them settled with gems, iron, marble, and buffalo next to.
Oh, I thought Kuala Lumpur was scared of me. I thought it was... Oh, orange. Oh, no, Mombasa's scared of me again. Yes!
What?
125 gold, thank you!
First town has to find the one city state that'll give him money.
He's
giving me workers. So.
I do that, too.
Look, I don't have more than 240,000 stolen gold in this game for nothing.
Yeah. He's
yeah.
Black somewhere,
you
too.
Bastard.
Flattery will get you nowhere, Chris. Hey, Mackie, even though the spelling is missing a letter, I do approve of your second city name.
I didn't name that, Jim.
What is it?
Mackie's second city name without the A is Brest.
It's a port in France. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I lived in Brest.
In between two, wait, no.
Yeah,
and he liked it.
Thanks for the 175 gold, Samarkand.
Declare war.
All city-state gold is mine, by the way.
Oh, so did you take all my gold? I didn't even read it.
That's a good strategy.
Don't take advantage of the poor guy on drugs.
I paid a fair price for it, the equivalent of 7 gold per turn for a luxury.
In quick speed, it's 5 gold per turn.
Oh, sorry.
Don't worry about it. I'm not going to be much of a threat to anybody in this game, I don't think.
It's going to be a little embarrassing here, but temporarily, damn it, a city-state's going to capture one of my cities. Oh, my God.
Whoa, somebody screenshot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's a thing. An unidentified spy stole secrets of masonry from me.
What?
Look, I think the record
that's
is
impressive.
I stole optics from somebody.
That is brilliant.
I stole, like, optics and sailing from somebody once, because I didn't need them.
Well, if it's just land, yeah. If it's land map, sailing makes sense. But masonry?
Yeah, I'm sending over at least a cavalry to try and help out. Did someone want Biblos taken?
I'll take it next turn.
Okay. Figured if while I'm here, I can capture it for you if you'd like.
Oh, and then give it to me? Sure. I'll do that. I'll deal with it. Yeah, that sounds fine.
Capture the other city he's going to take and then, you know, keep it.
Huzzah!
Olé!
If we play.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
NER? Can I get Biblos?
Oh, sorry. I gave it to Assyria first.
Oh, what? What? I was bombarding it this whole time.
You know,
I'm
Dan
not gonna give it to you
for that kind of thing.
Ish.
I'm sitting here and I'm trying to get all my composite bows upgraded to crossbowmen, but I'm like, man, this is taking a long time. Even with trade routes to Babylon, all my expenses, etc., I'm only making 6 gold a turn. So I'm like, how can I possibly get a whole bunch of gold boost? Well, I noticed Riga has a lot of improvements. So what I'll do is I'll move units on top of the improvements, declare war, pillage, peace. Oh, look at the Ekinami boost. Why haven't I thought of this before? Shit.
Yes, you...
I've done that before you did? Really?
Yep, I've never thought of this before.
Dan, you've gone over to the dark side.
You know what's completely awesome? Not only did the city-state take my city, but they raised it to the fucking ground. So...
Holy crap.
That's it?
Yay.
GG! Oh, wow. You just had to take it back, didn't you?
Of course I did.
I knew that was going to happen. Aw, oh, come on. You don't even have a religion, for f***'s sake.
What? I was going, aw, because I'm only 5 turns away from the Renaissance.
Renaissance!
Thanks for interrupting that.
All right.
And Citadel Bomb Mount Sinai from the Shoshone, and I just Citadel Bomb Mount Sinai back.
Damn it. Oh, do you have more generals to waste?
No, well, it's the end of the game. So.
No, it's the end of the game. It's also the last turn. All right. Well, I win.
So Dan got the highest score.
Yep.
I was second.
I was 1 turn away from a 1 or 2. And a couple turns away from settling another city because I thought, damn, I don't want someone to catch me and score.
I was 1 turn away from the Great Wall.
I'm 1 turn away from the Great Wall.
Oh my god.
Who's going to get it? Go to the next turn. Who gets
I think
it?
We need to roll over the turn
yeah,
to see.
Out.
All right, let's find
it.
Because I'm the host?
Yes.
It should be in like in Civ 4,
whoever
the greatest overflow is. Well, let's find out. We'll just roll
okay,
the turn over.
Let's find out.
Let's find out. Let's prove this. I mean, it doesn't necessarily prove it, but...
Okay, let me check everything
in production.
Wahaha.
You got it.
Huzzah! All right, let's go one more turn so I can increase my score some more by selling a city. No, I'm
no.
When Dan decides, he wants the Great Wall, no one is going to stop him.
Except the AI.
New.
Oh, that's good for Tarncast.
Report dates in range December 2014 to May 2015. Civilization 3 Clips Copyright Infogrames Atari, Civilization 4 and 5 Take-Two Interactive. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net.